It's Sturgis 2014. I'm with the Renewable Fuels Association, and we're calling this the Free Fuel Happy Hour going on at the Buffalo Chip. Robert White with the Renewable Fuels Association. Robert, tell me again how this idea all come about.
Well, we've been here, this is our sixth year at Sturgis, and every year we were looking for ways to not only capture the attention, but answer the questions of surrounding ethanol. And it's, you know, there's obviously everyone has a motorcycle here, but they all have other engines at home, whether it be a car, truck, SUV, lawnmower, you name it. The point is, we wanted to talk to them about ethanol and make sure all their questions are answered. And the Free Fuel Happy Hour was just seemed like the right thing to do. You know, we have offer a free fuel for a total of 9 hours, and they pull through, they sit in line, we talk to them, we give them a free T-shirt, and we answer their questions. And in fact, we even have people that even don't fuel up because maybe their tank's already full, but they stop by and talk to us. And it's for the limited exposure and expense we get a lot of connections.
And people have been lined up already, you know, an hour or so before the actual, we'll call it a pit, even open. Tell me a little bit about how exciting that is year after year.
Well, you know, being the third year we've done the Free Fuel Happy Hours, that means people are talking about it. And, you know, we try and ask people how they heard about it. They were actually talking about it on the radio. We heard it on two different radio stations. Rod Woodruff, or Woody as he's known around here, has been promoting it every year. There's banners and announcements being made throughout the chip right now. And I've heard a lot of people say their neighbor, their next-door neighbor camping here at the chip told them about it. So, you know, fuel's not quite as expensive as it was last year, but $4 gasoline is still $4 gasoline, and it's free here.
So you're still getting a lot of questions, and I think probably one of the most interesting comments you had made earlier was, you know, that they're not against what you're doing, but they're really against the government. That doesn't even really play into ethanol and how it works.
No, and that was an interesting conversation because it ended up not being about ethanol. It was about, is the government involved in my fuel? And, you know, the second gentleman that was standing there almost started laughing. The sheer thought that government's not involved with big oil or with oil extraction, refining, and so forth. You know, it's a $70+ billion subsidy program for the major petroleum companies. And, you know, just this last week we saw they paid a whopping tax rate of 11.6%. One oil company made $6 billion and actually got a $200 million check from the government. So the balance is not there. And, you know, it was all about his distrust of the government in general. But this fuel has been proven for well over 30 years. What we're doing today, it's 93 octane, 10% ethanol. Every engine on here in the United States, at least, has been built for it. Its warranty is covered, and we're just here to explain the details.
As you drive around Sturgis and you look around out here, a lot of the signs at a lot of the fueling stations or a lot of different places say, we have no ethanol. How does that make you feel, and how do you break through that market, or is it even really a concern?
Well, there's two sides to it, right? If they have no ethanol, or at least have that as an option, then no one can complain, right? Because everyone has what they at least believe they need or want. If it's all they have and it's just a no ethanol and it's going into motorcycles, it's still a relatively small market. We're going for the big picture here. We want the 99% of the fuel market, the vehicles, the 243 million vehicles going down the road each day. But at the same time, it helps feed the negativity, right? Why would a service station in the middle of South Dakota have ethanol-free fuel when there's ethanol plants everywhere and obviously strong connection to agriculture? And it really boils down to they can charge more for it. It's a bigger margin item for them because you have to do something special to get ethanol-free out of almost every fuel terminal in the country today. So it gives them an opportunity to bump it up, especially during Sturgis, and, you know, it's about them making an extra buck.
Well, it's been a great event, and of course, today kicks off the free fuel stop or the free fuel happy hour. I have a really hard time saying that. But anyway, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, they can stop by and get that, and you guys have no plans of leaving the Buffalo Chip anytime soon. You've got big plans for next year, even.
Yeah, we're working on some big plans for next year. Not ready to make those announcements yet, but it'll be something that will benefit way more than the motorcycle community here for a week at a time. But we're very proud of our partnership with the Chip. We considered them more than just business partners. We're friends, and that's one of the reasons a lot of people ride these motorcycles is because of the lifelong commitments and partnerships and friendships that you make.
He's Robert White with the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Leah Guffey reporting.